Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about standing and doing nothing. This past week, I had the obligation of standing and doing nothing. I really hated it. I'm not very good at doing nothing. I bristle when I have to wait in store lines or sit in traffic. I feel like I'm not doing anything, because that is the fact. In such circumstances, I am indeed doing nothing. Yet this past week, I was called to do nothing, and nothing was what I was supposed to do. This past Saturday, I moved from the parsonage at Clinton Avenue Reformed Church to the parsonage of the Community Church of Glen Rock. For months, I've been working during the day and packing boxes during the evening. I worked a lot and did a lot. Finally, the boxes were packed, and I waited for the moving truck to arrive. Tintel's Moving Service of Pompton Lakes came to move my worldly goods to my new location. The work crew began, and I sat. I waited and watched. The company owner and five helpers walked in and out of the house carrying boxes and arranging them in the truck. My job was, after opening the door to the house, simply was to stand there and observe the workers, doing the job that they were hired to do. I sat and watched. Occasionally a worker or the owner would have a question for me, but that was the rare occurrence. Largely my job was simply to be there as others did their important work. I can't help but consider the words of the psalmist who wrote, "Be still and know that I am God." Now my task has changed. I am once more being a doer. I have many boxes to open and empty. I have to arrange old things into new rooms and get into a pattern of living in a new place. I'm now working during the day and unpacking boxes at night. I am doing once more and doing an awful lot. There are times when we need to be doers, and there are times when we need to sit, wait, and be still. Each of these functions is important. I guess that it takes a bit of discernment to determine which we need to do at any given moment. I guess that there is a balance in life that is sometimes difficult to maintain. And there is a time to do and a time to be. Let us choose these times wisely. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. And we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read all of my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com. www.thebeatsofjazz.com.